Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as anyone who works in retail will tell you, people attempting, often succeeding, in stealing stuff can be a daily occurrence. And there can be varying motives for that theft. For some, though, the desire to steal is a compulsion known as kleptomania. Jason O'Callaghan is a psychologist in the Dublin 4 Clinic. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hello, Sean. Nice to talk to you again.
What causes it?
Well, it's interesting because you mentioned there that people working in retail, but believe it or not, most of the time people who are kleptomaniacs steal things which are of very little value. They're not necessarily needed. I don't know if you've watched Clarkson's Farm, where he talks about people stealing over 400 pint glasses every week from his pub. Because so there's different types of stealing, I suppose. Kleptomania would be a rare, an impulse control, but it may not necessarily be something they actually want or they need. So they're not doing it for greed or poverty or even planning. They just get an urge. Sometimes that's related to stress. But, you know, a lot of times people will rob salt and pepper shakers from restaurants. They'll rob things that they can't use or don't need. But it just becomes this uncontrollable compulsion. Maybe it's due to tension. Maybe it's due to stress. But the interesting thing is it's completely different to something like shoplifting. And it's not, as I say, due to greed and so on. So it's quite interesting in the sense that it's different. It's not motivated by anger or revenge or anything like that. And it's not normally premeditated. It's just something that somebody will grab and stick in their bag, maybe even from someone else's house as well as retail. But, you know, they'll steal things for some reason, but sometimes they don't even know why.
Yeah. Now, I would assume, though, there's a difference between nicking a glass in Jeremy Clarkson's pub, which you might want as a memento.
Yeah.
But presumably someone with kleptomania keeps doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So as you say, some people will steal, will take things, you know, and it's probably fairly harmless. It's more, as you say, like a memento. Other times people will steal for profit, shoplifting to order and so on. Some people steal for need, such as food and so on, or clothing, nappies and things like that. People just do it because they haven't got the money, but they really need it. Kleptomaniacs don't. They steal. Sometimes it's to get a dopamine reward. Sometimes it's to get a high. Sometimes it's to see if they can get away with it. Sometimes it's to do with releasing stress. But the interesting thing about kleptomaniacs is they often feel very guilty afterwards, and they feel this emotional distress and secrecy linked to it, which you don't have primarily normally with shoplifters or people who take mementos and so on.
Yeah, okay, so they do feel bad afterwards, but at the time, obviously, they must be getting something out of it, that dopamine hit.
It's a high. It's a, say it's a dopamine high. It's as you say, it's not bad behavior. It's psychological. They don't, a lot of the time people don't know why. And when they get caught by security guards and so on, they're usually, as I think you would have looked up, the sort of Winona Ryder, famous actress, caught doing shoplifting years ago. She had lots of money. She had lots of clothes. There was no reason for her to do it, but she still did it. And we come across this an awful lot with celebrities who do it just for the buzz, maybe, and so on. So it's quite unusual, but it's you know, it's one of these things that we don't come across in the D4 clinic very often. It's not something that you hear about. But what is interesting is, could people claim that they have kleptomania to try and get out of genuine charges that they pick up for shoplifting or robbing? And that's something that, you know, we see an awful lot of, especially not so much with kleptomania, but with people who are, for example, charged with murder. They may claim mental incapacity. So some people could claim, well, I've got a lot of stress. I didn't really mean to steal this. I just have kleptomania. But there's, I don't think you'd get away with that on a judge very often. I don't think you get away with too much of that, to be honest with you. You can try it, but I doubt, because only 0.3% of the population have this issue. So, as I said, I would go down the route that it can be caused by anxiety or stress. It can give a dopamine reward. And interestingly enough, they do feel guilty afterwards. What can they do? You can get therapy. You can talk about it. But a lot of the time, this is a hidden thing. Sometimes it's housewives who are stealing, again, for no reason, just to be just that compulsion that comes over them, and they don't even know why.
Yeah. Jason, thanks a million for speaking with us
today.
My
pleasure, Sean.
That was Jason O'Callaghan there, who's a psychologist in the D4 clinic.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.